and Tafayin Bay Sipir Aleph. Mitzvah Lasar Achar Yayin Odzoim. It's a mitzvah to try and get red wine. Imen Olavan Meshubach Bimeno. Unless the white wine is considered a preferred wine. Mishabrus Lamad Ches. Yayin Odim Dachsiv Altera Yayin Kiyis Adom Aposik. Which seems to indicate that don't be afraid of the wine when it gets red, which means when it's red, that indicates that it's strong. That's considered a chashibas to it. So we want.
Why do we only use this pasuk for Pesach? Or do we?
It's an interesting question. The second reason why we use red is zeichel adam shay paro shechet b'nei. So he was caused the bleeding of Klal Yisrael. The children were killed. When we come to Shemitzion, Hagoyim lahalal alilus shkorim nimnoyim imilikach yayin odim. Places where the goyim make blood libels, we stay away from red wine. So interesting question. So let's say the white wine is preferred. It's a better wine, or I like it better, etc. So can I? Is there any of mixing some wine with it to give it a red color? The Revolts and others say that there is. Now the question, am I allowed to do that?
It's a good idea to do
it? It's a good idea. So can I mix it on Yom Tov? What's the question? One of the Lamentes Malachas is Sobeya. So there's a din which is brought down in Hilchos Shabbos, Shur brings Balamor, which says Ein Tzia Ba'Echlin. There's always sort of Sobeya Ba'Echlin. So when I want to make tea sands and I take hot water and I pour this tea sands into the hot water, I'm coloring it. It's not a problem. Right? He brings a sheet that holds that there is a din of tzibah by Earthland, but we're weaker than we don't pass them like that. So the real gore from molecular machmer on that. He says, but the problem is, one of the reasons why that's true is because your goal isn't surveya. The reason why you're tzibah Earthland is because your goal isn't the color. You don't want to kill about the color.
You don't care about the color, but here you do.
But over here you do care about the color.
Right.
So in that situation, the right thing to do is, Mishra says, that if you pour the wine into the red, it's not usur. If you pour the red into the wine, it's a problem.
Right.
So you put your grape juice at first and you pour the wine in. So a person should do that.
Where are we?
We're in Siman Tafayin Beis. We just did Sif in Aleph. Actually, it's brought down this Adin of Altir Yayin Ki Yisadom in Mahilah Shabbos also, by Kiddush.
So we're makbet to make Kiddush on red wine.
You know, either language Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah la'achas or achar yayin. It doesn't say that it's considered a proper thing to try and get red wine.
A friend of mine told me that years ago.
You haven't seen the oil is makbet on Shabbos. The oil is not makbet on red. Pesach Seder.
Yeah, everyone's makbet on red.
I don't know why.
Because there's a second reason.
Maybe. Okay. Yud Beis, Yotzim Yain Mavushal Ubekoin Ditun. You can be Yotz with wine which is cooked, or Ubekoin Ditun, which means it was like a flavored wine. Lamates.
Tough Ein Beis?
Tough Ein Beis.
Sif. For Yud Beis?
No. Sif Yud Beis. Sorry. Yotzim Yain Mavushal, Sif Kat Lamates. It is preferred in Allah to take yain which is not mavushal. That's true in general, because yain which is mavushal wasn't roy to be used on the mizbeach. Yain mavushal was not. You could not put yain mavushal on the mizbeach. And then over there in Hilchos Kiddush we tie together that there is preference in halacha for Hilchos Kiddush, something which would be roy to be used for. Which is has a chashivus to be used on the mizbeach. So you don't use yain which is not mavushal and loyish mavushal. Yes, unless in this scenario you had a cooked more expensive, valuable cooked wine and a less valuable uncooked wine, so you can take the cooked wine. Can't get gavlin linyan to konditun. Similarly, regards the lochas konditun that. You should not take it if that's a better wine than the other wines. You have a flavored wine. Konditum, what is konditum, mem? Pirshim Mordav by Dvash Upilpil, and they would put honey and some type of a pepper in it. I live with an Iron Age base. If Ches B'Mashik Sab N'Sham B'Hudin L'Chan, I do not recall what it's referring to. I think it's different. But it's the relevant combination. But else is sugar. You know, the additive over here is honey, but you know, it's preferred in Aloha. Similarly, there should not be any additive in the wine. Shouldn't be any sugar added in either.
Should not be sugar added in either. In when I was a kid, that's the only kind of wine you'd get. There was a few of that.
Yeah,
that's all they had.
There was heavy Malaga and like very heavy Malaga. Those are the choices.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Gimel. I feel honored. He's part of me. That's stuck a yimker malbusha or yilva or yasker atzma bishul yain labrakosis. Even honey who has no finances, he's supported by the stalker. He has a chiyuv to get the dalakosis. What, even if that means that a person has to sell his clothing. Memal filu oni misha ein loy ella arbakosis akra hamazika. So now, if a person takes the kosis, he adds water, which we were able to add water. He ends up with four. So you can chema kol lalayla rishonos. You should use all four for the first night. You'll have nothing for the second night. Okay, now next question. When they're based on all different apricoses, a person can either afford money to buy candles, again, they don't have any electricity, but it means we'd be either pitch black, they'd be drinking wine, or they would be not be drinking the apricoses, but they would have candles. So candles are more kosher. Go first, Mishum Sholom Bites. Michelle Lovestein, Mishum Sholom Bites.
Suppose everybody says rather have wine than have candles.
Yeah, the problem is we're the Chazal were afraid when it's dark what's going to happen. Somebody's going to walk, bump into something because he couldn't see. And then he's going to get upset. He's going to get upset. And then once a person's upset, that mood creates a mood in the house which is going to end up causing a deterioration in Sholom Bayis. That's just the nature of what happens. So, if human beings would be perfect, it wouldn't be a problem. But the problem is, we're not. So, you know, who left that toy in the middle of the floor that I couldn't see, you know? So, it wasn't because I wasn't walking carefully. It's because the kid left the toy in the middle of the floor, you know.
So, somebody who, unfortunately, is all by himself, he could be lucky.
Theoretically.
It's interesting that he doesn't use the term of Tode Vashena, Tode, Tode, Koda. Because candles are used for every yontif. The apocrysis is only for Pesach, and they're both the rabbanans.
It's an interesting question. It seems to be the chashivas of presumi nisa overrides the nimtzar. In other words, the reason why we have this halacha that he has to sell who knows what, because apocrysis go under the rubric of presumi nisa, like Megillah and Chanukah.
No.
And the same thing you have over there also. They get precedence. Mm-hmm. Actually, they weren't learning one from the other. Mm-hmm. He only has two or three cups. In that situation, take a look over there, what to do. If the Gaboy sucker didn't give him wine or money for wine, he has a chiyuv to sell his clothing if necessary. He can't say, well, they didn't give me, it's not my fault, I don't know what to do. Now, but the truth is, the Abed Stuck on their end have a chiyuv to give him the extra cost of dalakosis. The Gabbai Stucker are not careful to make sure that the Neim have what they need for the mitzvahs of the night. And it's a fair ship, Gemara, and it's passing to the Lacha. So I don't understand why not. Mem Gimel Abrakosis, Shal Yayin, Chamar Medina. Wine, or at least not wine, would be Chamar Medina.
So he must have gotten some reports on that. The way he's making it sound like it's he personally knew that there are places that he must have been informed of it.
Through Lashon Hara.
No, but they asked him to intervene, probably.
Right.
I mean, he was a Gadol Hador, so they may have asked him to intervene in those cases.
Right.
I'm just assuming that based on the way he's saying
it. Right, he had first-hand knowledge.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Rabbi Kirsten, this is going to connect to Rabbi Lashon HaShagula, but it's Yisrem, it's Alti Yisrem, it's Alti Yisrem, it's Alti Yisrem. So that would explain, or that explains that they were expression of the elements of the Pesumanisa of the Lashonis of Gula. So that's why there's the Hashibas to them, that they have this precedence, this strong requirement. Did I ever tell you, I think I had the Maisa with the fellow who was traveling Erev Pesach and his car broke down? Maisa Shahoya. I'm in Cleveland for Yom Tov. So I'm very close to one of the Rabbanim over there. I walk in Erev, he says, Eli, you have to hear this Maisa. This is going on right now, he says. Fellow left New York, Erev Yom Tov, and the car breaks down in the middle of Pennsylvania, and it's their Chagah weekend, the Goyish Chagah weekend, the spring Chagah. He breaks down in one of these little cities. If you ever traveled on the 80 between New York and Cleveland, there's some area which you go through a national forest, and when you get off at the exit, there's like nothing there. So this is where he broke down. Says there's a 23 room little motel. There's a gas station where the mechanic is not there and will be coming in for the next 3 days. And that's it. This is where he is. So
it's your son?
No, this is a person traveling. See, he has with him. He has no matzah. He has no talit choices. He has no haggadah. So he calls up to his host in Cleveland. His host runs to the rub. What do I do? He says he's mechuyev. As a person has a chiyuv to do a mitzvah seder ice of matzah, mitzvah seder agada, mitzvah drabonin, and say he's mechuyev to find some way to get out of there. So we plotted on the map. He was about 2 hours away from distance from Scranton and Harrisburg. So the Rav contacted somebody.
He's between Scranton and Harrisburg.
Yeah.
Okay. That was 81.
He was on the 80. 80 goes east, west. 81
goes
north, south. He was on the 80. Based about him. Okay. So we told him he should go over. The Rav told him he should go over to the owner of the gas station, and he should offer him money to drive him.
Uh-huh.
You know, listen, I'll pay you $1,000. You know, whatever it takes. You know, drive me to.
Spend.
So I don't have the money. So we arranged that the money was actually
wired.
It wasn't wired. It was going to be wired, but I wanted to know that it was going to be. So we ended up made arrangements with the Cleveland Heights Police Department.
Uh-huh.
The money was given to the sergeant in the police department, and sitting there on his desk. And the guy was told he spoke directly to the Cleveland Heights Police uh-huh. Department. You know that the money is waiting for you. If you do what you get. The guy says, I'm scared to travel for two and a half hours through this national forest with this guy who was going all by myself, you know, like, you know. So he said, you know, you're okay to do it. And I think you're more scared of you than you should be scared of him. I mean, imagine what he feels like. The guy goes, I'm going to pay you $1,000, take me through the forest, you know, I'm going to go somewhere. Like, you're right, yeah, sure, you know. In the middle of the forest, I'm going to pull out a who knows what and kill you and take your car. I don't know.
Yeah, Jews don't look like murderers.
Kids are, at the end of the day, he refused to do it.
Oh, wow.
He's too scared. So then he called back, or he was having to call back. It was like 4 or something like that, 5 minutes. And a half. It wasn't the gay anymore. He would not have made it in time anyway. So he wondered, what does he do halachically? What does he do? So he has no yayin. He has no matzahs. He has pesadik and mazonis cake. You know. So what does he do? So like, you know, you learn halachas about what do you do if you don't have wine for the seder? What do you do if you don't have a gadol? What do you do if you don't have matzahs? You know. Like, what is in the gay? Omamish, Kachaya, this.
So what did he do? Nothing.
So he was conveying a suit on the cake. So it becomes a moitz, you say kiddush out of it.
This was gebrokte cake?
Gebrokte cake, yeah.
Mazel, he ate gebrox.
Yeah.
If he was, he didn't eat gebrox, it would have been a shahakal cake. What was the cake he conveyed a suit on?
So he was, so that was kiddush. He said whatever he remembered from the gun, he remembered. And that was it. And he found some place to buy some, in a roadside stand, they had some fruit. He bought fruit, and that's what he did for the 2 days of Yom Tov. He sat in this hotel room, in a little motel room over there. I can picture it, but you know what the place is. The motel is about the size of this floor over here. It's a big, dinky little place. And and that was it. So that's his case. There's no, you don't have the iron for the curse. What are you doing?
I'm always petrified to leave any place in America.
I don't know. Okay. Your Dalit. These halachas apply to the women also. Even though it's a mitzvah which is man grama, which normally women are potter, still the women are held that they're obligated with these mitzvahs because shav hein hoya ba'isa hanes. So now it's not 100% clear understanding what he's saying. The Gemara says this argument. The women were, there was the mitzvah to Rabbanan, which Chazal instituted. They applied to the women also because the women were in the nes also. The mitzvah to Reis of Matzah is not because they were both in nes.
Right. The Gemara says,
versus whoever's in the Yisra of Chometz is in the mitzvah of Matzah.
Right.
So that's why we know women are included in the mitzvah of Matzah. And in Mela, the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of then the question, how do you know the mitzvah of Haggadah? Because at least the summer shadow, the mitzvah of God goes together with the mitzvah matzah. Mitzvah memhei, mitzvah nagus, kagan matzah, morib amir sagod. They're included in. So the chayim matzah, that's the rice. That the mechuyev and hagoda, you should know, actually is not so poshut. There are some who learn that the chayim of God is only to rabbanon after shav hein hayu b'senes. So it really depends if you learn that if you tie, that we should not want to discuss, is the mitzvah Haggadah a separate mitzvah other than the mitzvah matzah? The mitzvah is when you eat your matzah and you eat the Purim Pesach and you eat the mortar, you're supposed to explain what you're doing. That's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah Haggadah really is an extension of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So she's Mukhim Achilas Matzah, Mukhim Haggadah. So that's Mukhim Vishayna. Okay. Once a child reaches the age of chinuch, each one should have their own cup. You shouldn't take a cup which has a very thin, narrow neck. It's difficult to get a revius down. You end up doing a lot of sips when you should take a full drink. We don't use the third case, which is the case of benching. We don't use such a type of a cup. There's a lacha because Aram Masakin that when you take the case of bench of the mazon and kiddush, you're supposed to look into the case. So you have this thing which is a very narrow neck. You can't really look inside. The law says you can't use that because you can't see the. You have to look at the wine. It helps you focus on what you're doing. So, for 1 and 3, you can't use such a cup anyway. It's only you shouldn't use it for 2 and 4 because it limits the ability to drink. Member of mitzvah litain abo ena ma'akev. That which each cup child should get his own kais is not ma'akev. So the Shartzian points out that's because there are many persons who told that there was no din of dalal kaisis for ketana. Memzayin kaisel lefon of iron and simmerish and now if you give him a birlochus he's under the cotton-headed circle he's just rev revius rakim alim looking with the day. So we mentioned earlier the person has to drink of the from the cup malu lugmav which is the equivalent of rev revius. However, by cotton. His mother Lugmav is not the equivalent of Rebbe Revius, so what does he have to drink? Rebbe Revius or mother Lugmav? So Shabura Paskin's, it's enough for him to drink Mole Lugmav. So if I have one individual person who's small, out of adults, he has to drink Rebbe Revius. But if a whole unit of people, the Katanim, which are a whole unit of people, they're not bottle to the adults and they drink their Mole Lugmav, the amount of a child's Mole Lugmav. What's that coming on? Because you can't drink basachas. Can't drink word come on and say mitzvah vayin hesef aleph lian matzah that you have supposed to eat it, supposed to take it down in one pot together one time if possible. As long as you didn't take last, there wasn't, like we said before in Lamadal, as long as the lapse of time wasn't too long, but you have a Yotze. In other words, if a person will drink, will sip very quickly. It's not preferred, but okay. Love okay in Lochin Memtes, she's our Litan Ain Boy, can we work with Sham, okay, Lin Yakidish Kegab. There's a lot of looking inside. So the time to look at it by Kiddush is actually is during the Brei Pri Gavan and the Bracha of Kiddush. The first paragraph, either the minig is to look at the Neiris, the minig to look at the Neiris, so you say in the first paragraph, or alternatively, just in halacha, there's a halacha of Davarim Shebiksav Iyat Torah Shailar Mimalpeh, so much as which is from the Torah Shebiksav, you're not supposed to say it by Peh. We say many things. We say Asher Bal Peh. People say Shema Bal Peh. We say many pair of things. Parshas Atam, and people say Bal Peh. So the Mechalik is in the Akronim. What's the logic behind that? Tosfos says raises one possibility on that Gemara that since it's Shugar Befi Kol, everybody's used to saying it. Everybody's familiar with it. It's not also the same Bal Peh. The Groa is machriya like the teretz of the Rishonim. So he feels that the main teretz is that halacha was halacha and being moitzi somebody. So it can't be moitzi you in Teresh B'Chsav saying it bal peh. So I'm learning from the Sefer Torah. I have to read from inside. So similarly, if I'd be moitzi you in a situation of tefillah, say a case where a person's not a baki and he's not able to say, I had the situation this last week ago. Person had a surgery on his vocal cords and he was not allowed to speak for 3 days. Couldn't speak. No, total silence. So what do you do for Kriya Shema? He did Shema Kaina. So in a situation where you're being mighty somebody with the Shema Kaina, you have to read it inside, the Gros says. So the Rav Shuk stuff can't be said about Pat. Now, one of the reasons why we say by Yakulu at home, we already say by Yakulu in the shul, says because you're being mighty to your wife, it, in the paragraph of Vayechulu. Well, if I'm being mitzvah my wife in the paragraph of Vayechulu, I have to read it inside, according to the Gro. So, so this issue of where, so you look at the Kais B'Shas, the Bracha, that's not, but in the paragraph of Vayechulu, you should be looking either if you're mitzvah somebody, you read it inside the Siddur, and if not, you look at the Neiris. That's the minute.
I mean, if not, you mean if you're not being mitzvah anybody,
right? Then the minute to look at the Neiris. Okay, Tezayin. It's a chalak to the Tzedakas Kloyus Vegoizim Kesh Yerushilu Vegishilu. It's a mitzvah to give out different types of Kloyus were like parched kernels. It would be like a caramelized type of wheat kernels. You roast them to the point they start to caramelize and it tastes good. Or nuts, which is the child should know that something is different, the Yishalom will ask questions. So the Mishmur Nun, what's the learner? What should be asking? Shayyadeh Zeh, Yisara Losim Leibo, Kol Shinuyim, and notice all of the changes, Minogay, Laila Zeh, Yishalom Shalos and Purim, and Benusuk Manishtan. I'll ask all the questions which are found in the Manishtan. Okay. So the point over here is that the kids. So, see, it works very good. You have a person who's a stingy person. All your kids says no presents, no candies, no this. He says, "Wow, candies tonight, my pito. Wow, it's a really strange night. What's going on tonight?" So that's going to work for the kids. You notice something's different. So it's a similar number over here that you should not be giving out candies the rest of the year.
Even the people who give candies, they don't usually give it right before dinner time.
Okay, that's true. As long as the kid notices that fact, they're doing something different. Mishas Isha, the Moor's language the Moor's language is actually a little bit different. Okay, she lo yishnu v'yishalu, which means that we're afraid the kid's going to fall asleep, so we give him various different incentives to stay awake. And once he's awake, the kid's smart enough to notice that they know that there's a lot of exciting things going on tonight. Circle Arab shall yishnu arachar avodimayinu. We want them up after avodimayinu at least. She had a witness because the goal of the night is to explain to them the idea that we left Mitzrayim. The gemitzi tshuva al shelus benoy. The question number we got to the binuch of yema who lay more, but where's the osa shemli? So we want them to hear the answer. Why we celebrate him? Because we left. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Like some people do, shachar mirrors on his channel, and ichim on the yodim, leilich, lishan, reinam, yodim, shub, shub, al shaylos. They say, man, ishtana, everybody claps to them, they take their bow, and they go to bed. So that's wrong. You keep them around, at least for the next piece, so they should understand, you know, what's it all about. Okay. Simon Tophine, gimel, dine, kois, rishon, meseder, hapesach, ad kois, sheni. This is going to get us through till the meal. This will cover the lochus till the meal. Aleph. Moshe loy kosh rishon and mekadosh alav and mevorach shechiyano. So we pour the cup, first cup. We say kiddush on the first cup and we say shechiyano. Imchal b'shabbos. If it falls on Friday night, armer vayichulu. We say vayichulu and then the kiddush of yom tov. Imchal b'motzi shabbos. Armer yak nahas. So we say what's referred to in halacha is yak nahas. So it's Yayin, Kiddush, and then the bracha of Ner, the Barim Ra'esh, the bracha of Havdolo, and then Zman with the bracha of Shechiyon. A person didn't say Havdolo immediately. He already started the Haggadah. So what do you do? So if you pull out another cup and say Havdolo at that point in time, so you're going to have a problem. You look like you're being most of other crises. Even though that would have been the preferred option, were it not for this problem, that looks like you're missing all the choices. So we should right away say Abdullah, but it's not an option. So what should you do? She asked my God, I got Yisrael. You say the God through the second curse, and the second curse you say the bracha of God Yisrael, very priya gofen, and then you say Abdullah. Okay. So this is a halacha in general that we don't. In general, there's a question: is there a chiyuv in halacha to wash your hands before kiddush, not before b'hamaitzi, but before kiddush? There's a halacha of the tila. So we pass, and it's not a halacha of the tila. And then he's going to argue that possibly that. What's he worried about over here? The man yet of the keys, eat them out of your hands are not clean. Obviously, you wash your hands off. I will ain't lor the vorach al until you do not make a bracha on washing your hands for kiddush. There's a minute that the Balabais does not pour his own cup. Somebody else pours the wine for him in his cup.
Okay.
What time is it today? 20. Okay. So the first cup you say Kiddush. Kiddush. The person is the Chachil at least Mitzvah Shechus Kavano. We paskin by the rices mitzvah shichus kavana, by the rabbanon's the mishnah bura siman samach quotes from the magen avraham that mitzvah ain shichus kavana. Now even according to the magen avraham that means b'di'avad if you didn't have kavana you're still yotze. But everybody agrees that chatchil you should have kavana, and even that magen avraham argues and he brings rice from other places in the shulchan aruch specifically hilchas. Sirus Oimer, which we'll get to, that the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that he might have the Mitzvah Shichus Kavana, which means a person do without Kavana, but he wouldn't be Yotze. So, now, if it's obvious from the whole setting that you're doing it for the purpose of the Mitzvah, that's sufficient. In other words, when we think of Mitzvah Shichus Kavana, we think of, you know, the guy saying some holy incantation over there, Shem Yichu Kuchar Bichu, you know. Mitzvah Shichus Kavana just means that you're doing it because there's a Mitzvah to do it. There's no. The Rosh Hashanah's language is you think the same mitzvah, so you think two words to fulfill the halacha of mitzvah shichus kavana. Two words is sufficient. You think the same mitzvah, that's it. So that is you're not just like happen to do what you're doing intent for mitzvah. So a person should have that in mind at least he's doing for mitzvah kiddush and mitzvah rabbah. One last interesting thing about mitzvah shichus kavana, it's fascinating, Ramban, I mentioned this to you one time, I think. The Ramban says the mitzvah we say in Shema, the second paragraph, Ulovda b'cholavavchem. So the Ulovda b'cholavavchem, what does that mean? So the Rambam that says "Ulobdoi b'chol avavchem" is a mitzvah of tefillah. It's a mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. The Ramban disagrees. There's no, the mitzvah deraisa of the daven is only a situation a person's in a tzara, but not a general mitzvah to daven. The pasuk which you have in Parshas Baloyscha that "Ayreisa b'chatzoytzer" is all ayevechem. When there's a war, etc., there's a mitzvah to kolav b'chatzoytzer. That was that you have tefillah daven to Hashem. The situation of danger, whatever, there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven. Says, what does all the b'chol avavchem mean? We say it to Krishma every single day. Well, how does Rabban teach us at the fast anyway? He says, you're serving Hashem, you're doing mitzvahs. That's Olavda. It means all the mitzvahs. Do them with your heart focused. So there's a mitzvah deraisa. When you do a mitzvah, they do it with kavanah. So it comes out, if I put do a mitzvah without kavanah, even I hope that you have it on your side, it's a mitzvah deraisa, Olavda b'chol avavchem, according to Rabban. So every mitzvah that I do, if I make a bracha if I do it with kavanah to be yotzei, the mitzvah, I get a mitzvah deraisa, I make a bracha derabanan on my cup of tea, I get a mitzvah deraisa, Olavda b'chol avavchem, according to the Rabban. And that applies the whole day. I mean, every mitzvah you do, you're really doing two mitzvahs, potentially, according to the Rabban. The fast and Rabban. A little bit heavy also. Gotta stay focused. You have to have in mind Kiddush and the first cup of the four cups, because it's one of the four cups. Because of this, they speak out, I am now ready to do the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis. But don't say it after you finish that Kiddush, before you drink. You made a bracha, and it's going to be a hefsek. Before you start the Kiddush, you say this phrase. Well, what's on the topic of having Kavanah? A person should have Kavanah before he starts the Haggadah, that he's doing it for the mitzvah of Sipri Sitz Mitzrayim. Okay. Before we drink. If you didn't say the Shachiyonah before you drink, the Gemara says that we're saying the Zaman Shachiyonah came on the Yom Tov, really. So the Gemara said to say it on a Kais. But if you didn't say it on a Kais, you say Shachiyonah anyway. So the Kais says, I wait. I said Shachiyonah last night. I drank the whole night. Now it's next morning. I'm going to shul. Say, Baruch Hashem, we can't Shachiyonah, we can't make it. Like in Yom Kippur, we say Shachiyonah without a Kais. Does man a regal koi? It's going on the Yom Tov. We need to be leil sheni la'achar shekidah shayyam. Yifter atzav b'shechiyonu sheyivorach al koi la'achar kiddush. If you only remembered by the second night, you hadn't said shechiyonu yet the whole first day of Yom Tov. So instead of saying in the street, you're going to say kiddush tonight. You say shechiyonu again. You'll be yotzei then. Shavu'lam b'shechiyonu b'kiddush leil sheni. You forgot that also. Filam berach kibar b'leil rishon. Yeah, listen, I already said Shechiyon on the Yom Tov, the first night. Yeah, but there's a mitzvah to drop on and say it the second time. You didn't do that. And so if you have to Achim Shagolius, Chenu Dibashar Yom Tov, Shechiyon Vorach Ad Shechiyon Kol Yom Tov. So that applies to any Yom Tov, it applies to Shavuos, you have 2 days, and Sukkot you're going to have. Alternatively, 7 days, or possibly nine, that's you know, Pasha is at 7, because when it comes to Tzeres, it has its own. When it comes to Shmini Tzeres, it has its own Chiyuv Shechiyon. Besides that, Shabbos. What's it going on? It falls out on Shabbos. What do you learn? What you say by Yehud? What do you learn? I got a b'sefer Avshul b'Yehudi v'lachashin and Shem Yata to a world of Simtov Meshan Hay. So we say Baba Malik in the Chazal that Chazal this, all these halachas of the different types of neiros, etc., because that's where a person would come to tilt the oil, get a better light. So it's also because our mesakim that a person can't sit by himself with nobody to remind him and read Lora Neir, because he might try and fix the wick, etc. There are a few times it's not a problem. We say Leil Yom Kippur is not a problem, because the pocket of the Leil Yom Kippur would be such that a person would not come to tilt the Neir. And the same thing by the Haggadah, that the awe of the night doesn't allow the person to lose focus and by mistake forget that it's Yom Tov and come, or Shabbos, and come to tilt. Yom Tov would be Mutter. Armor Yakna Haz, you say Yakna Haz, the Hainel B'tkilah B'birchas Ayayin, B'kiddush B'ner. You say wine, you say Kiddush, then you say Ner, then B'birchas B'rei Ha'esh, B'Havdolah, and then Usman, the Baruch of Shechiyon. Whenever Motzei Shabbos goes into Yom Tov, you don't say Psalm. So you only say the bracha of Ner and Havdolah. Even if the person normally says Havdolah standing, since it's part of the Kviyas of Kiddush, and the Kiddush should be said seated, because you're being convey yourself as part of the meal, and also you want to mutz anybody in general, because all only allowed us to be mutz in brachas if we're sitting as a kviyas together, so we need to sit. I do want to point out, if you're going to stand, it's a couple of minutes to stand for Kiddush, the whole, even the bracha part. That's clear that a halacha that whoever's been yotzei should not be walking around. Because there's a law, only comes to somebody in a bracha when they're in a kibbutz together, when it comes to food issues, food items. So if you're all together by the tables, there's a kibbutz. So the one, you know, the kids running over here, and there's this, and other, and the mother's running together with the kids, so they're standing, you know, you can move. You're not yotzei. So you have to be very careful with that you can't be moving around. I mean, you can shuckle them, you know, unless you're like really heavy shuckle. Yashlim, if he has to do Havdolah, he waits till he says it on the second kos. Why do we wait till the second kos? The lahav, they'll take a dalit because she needs to and a yachal to say Havdolah immediately when he realizes she Havdolah tuna kos. You have to say it in a cup. Once you say it in a cup, you have to drink. Ramsa got also the house said, you can't drink. Now, Loshon Machaber Shekosav Ad Shehiskel Hagadah. Mashalim Nizker Kadam Shehiskel Hagadah. Penal Tzarech Lahamdan means if you finish Kiddush, you didn't start Hagadah yet. You're holding by Karpas, so you haven't started Hagadah yet. So you can say right now, I'll take of Moisik Kois or Melo Birchus Abdullah Bishu say. Do it right away. Achen Zel Rakhon Das Machaber Den Revorch Al Kol Kois. That's true according to the Sita Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see. He only makes a bracha Rebbe Govan on the first third cups, not on the second and fourth. So if you had another cup, you wouldn't make a bracha Rebbe Govan. Well, that's from Mobis to find out how God. We come in again on the bracha Malkol Kais. We make a Rebbe Govan on all four cups. We circle the bracha of Birchas Rebbe Govan. So this cup of Abdullah, you also say Rebbe Govan. Im Ken Yerik and Moshe Malkois is the Osir. It looks like you're adding another cup. That's also Kaleab Simon Tafayim Beis Sim Sign. Im Ken. After the afim, these are kadam sheis kol hagadah. Gam can enter konah sheyashem hagadah. You can't add even now. Even if you haven't said the hagadah yet, but you can't add another cup because you're going to make a ripper golf, and it looks like you're adding another cup. In Moshe b'shas birchas a kois rishon kibin sheyishter ben a koisus. Kliyabusim tapayin beisip zayin. Maybe the only case it would be possible, the case of a person had in mind, you know, he might be drinking another cup, but then he doesn't need the ripper golf, and then it's mutter. Because he's not saying Ripper government, it's not being Mesibul Kaisis. So the only case would be relevant. Rambir Lacha, Shachalor Mahagada, Balayla, Elatisha Maklal, the person didn't say God of the night of Pesach, came up, Tisiba Vorzeh, Bashoshi Ishmael, Zimor Menachem Velcha, you can't say the next, cannot say it the next day. If Shachalor Mahakiddish, Delilah did a Kadayel, Simtab, Reshan Aleph, Sif Chez, the person didn't say Kiddish by night, he says Kiddish, the Nusa of Kiddish by day. It's all the Yerbal, by Mishavur, Sakat and Hay.